everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Numbers FM. I am Britton Jackson, and I am the music coordinator at The Numbers FM, and I am honored to be sitting here with the artist, the creative, the visionary, the incredibly talented and hilarious, by the way. We've had a great conversation. But I'm sitting here with Dwayne.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes. I'm doing really amazing.
Welcome to Portland.
It's Thank you so much.
Well, you've been here before.
I have been here before, but this has been my favorite, beautiful, amazing time.
Okay.
Seriously, yeah, it's been a really good time. And your last name's Jackson. My last name's Jackson.
Stop.
God damn.
Okay.
Wait, not that sorry, but yeah, gosh, cool. Dang it.
You know,
I know
where your family from, by way of what?
When you said Cajun, so my family's originally from Louisiana.
Mine's
so
when you from South Carolina.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you some more about this.
Please.
Okay. Now, you're getting ready to go on stage, and I just have a few questions that I want to just check in with you about.
Yes.
I'm really curious. What is bringing you joy these days?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
What's bringing me joy these days is, like, I'm like, the biggest optimistic and dreamer, and, like, I've done so many tours and made so much music, and, like, in the past 6 months, I've made the best music of my life. I'm on my first headline tour. I have all these festivals. I'm very much in love. That's what's bringing me joy.
That's okay. Like, congratulations.
You know,
also,
like,
that is sexy. Like,
thank you.
I agree.
Like, that's really what's bringing me joy. And it's cool because I would hear songs and artists talk about love, and I would be like, oh, I thought I had so much pain in my heart from growing up. And I was like, you know, I talk about real stories and my dad not being there, like my mom not, you know, digging my music at first. And I was like, why are they talking about these girls and who they love? And once you fall in love, and it's just different. And like, when you can talk about it from a real standpoint to where I have, and it's just been like the most beautiful experience. So that joy is coming to me from that place at the moment. It's really cool.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. And I'm just taking in every moment too. Like, to be like, I'm thankful for today.
Yes.
Like,
one step at a time.
It's really cool. Yeah.
And like, my biggest thing lately has been like, everyone says, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm feeling in alignment. The world is still trying me daily.
Always.
But
always.
Luckily, I am in alignment to be able to deal with this BS.
Understand.
Now, you just said something, and you were saying it took your family a little bit of a while to, like, catch on to your music and your style.
Yeah.
What was the struggle there?
Just growing up in the South. And, you know,
yeah.
I know you say you're from South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
So, exactly. You know, being from Houston, like, my parents, you know, my stepdad was a pastor, and my mom was in the church, but my dad was a Crip, so I was like, we grew up super heavy in the church, man.
Yes.
And so, like, they, you know, I dress and do what I want and try to be sexy, and my mom thought I was just kind of strange for the longest time. And we had a long call of just like, she thought I was just like gay.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I'm just a very fluid person. And
absolutely,
after we had that conversation, she was like, this is amazing. We became best friends. So it was like, we had to talk because we never talked growing up. Like, everything was under the rug, you know? So that kind of took them a while. And then after that conversation, they saw a show where kids were freaking out. And it was like, I get it. And then I was able to buy my mom stuff for her birthday, too. And said, okay. And then I was able to pay rent and get a house.
Okay, baby. Well, thank you, baby.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, oh, this is working now. So, like, yeah. So it's good now.
Okay.
But it took a minute.
Congratulations. And shout out to moms.
Yeah, I love that lady.
Getting out of those old traditional ways of thinking.
100%.
And recognizing that, like, that does not have to be the way of the world today.
All.
And they, too, can take themselves out of those mindsets. 100%.
Oh, I try to every phone call. I'm like, maybe you should try this. Maybe watch this. Read this. Like, and she's like, yeah, maybe I'll. And like, I love that. Because as a kid, I could never be like, mom, you should do this. She's like, Nick, like, nah. She's like, I'm not listening to you. Go, like, you know, we got stuff to do. But, like, now she, like, takes my advice. And it's really cool. It's really
awesome.
That
is stunning. My mom passed away some years ago. And
I'm sorry
when you say thank you, she was a light in the world. Like, when I tell you, she said it's a beautiful day up until her dying day.
See, I'm trying to be like that.
Yes. Like, she just had something in her soul that I was like, I can't emulate that.
Okay.
I want to get close to that. But I love that you're saying that you're best friends with your mom.
Yeah.
One of the things I said to my adoptive family this year on Mother's Day, because it was really hard, was like, I just wish I had the opportunity to be best friends with my mom as an adult. Because
100%.
There's so many pieces that you don't know about when you're growing up.
So true.
So you have that space to do that. And I'm glad you're really like
Thank you. It's really important because as a kid, you see them and it's just like they tell you what to do and you listen. You don't question anything.
Yep.
And as an adult, exactly. You can like be, you know, you can like bounce off ideas and it's really cool and it's awesome. She tells me about her hair and what she's trying to do and college. And I love those conversations.
That's phenomenal.
So, yeah, it's
awesome.
Now,
one thing I just can't ignore is your skin.
Yes.
Like, why is the glow like this?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the regimen? Is it just water? Like, what are you doing? Seriously, because I hope, do people tell you that often? I hope sometimes. That's okay for me to say to you that your skin
that's
is stunning.
That's why I just, like, cover, because, like, yeah, man, falling in love will make you do that, because, like...
Is it love juice?
It's love juice a little bit, and then she has the best skincare routine, and just when we're out, I don't know, people be telling me I'll be glowing more than her, so it's inspirational to keep glowing, so... I took her skin routine she had and stepped it up times too.
What?
So yeah, it's you know Human Race the skincare by Pharrell. That's what I use.
It's Pharrell skin is out here on 100.
But I got a little chocolate, so I'm like, you know, I'm gonna do a little double rub.
Okay, and then we good. Come, come through chocolate drop. Yes. Okay. I only got a little bit of time.
thank you though. I appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. This is your first headlining. First headlining tour.
Yes, it is.
Like, congratulations. But what feels different from being headliner versus not headliner?
I'm going to tell you a lot of things that it feels different. You know, you got to sell your own tickets. And you got to, like, you play in front of... we played in front of thousands of kids. And, you know, you think you're grabbing all of them. And to be able to do a headline tour to where you can go to cities and sell 50 tickets, sell 60 tickets, like, sell 100 tickets, like, that's... I don't know. To me, that just means a lot. Like, because I know I have a lot of friends who are so talented and have hit songs. I don't have any of that. You know, I just, like, play a good live stage and a good live show, and I just put out my first, like, really good song. And to be able to have kids be able to come all around the world, it just feels important. I mean, that's the difference to me. You know, it's on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
not on anyone else. Like, I talk to my team these days, and I'm like, we have to do this. Like, no one – like, I have to let people know that we're here, and, like, it's on me. And that's
– yeah.
It's not pressure. It's, like, really beautiful, but it's a little nerve-wracking. Sure. Like, it really is. Like, I got to be honest.
How many years young are you?
I'm 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
26. Yes. I'm here looking 19.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Come on, baby.
I appreciate that. No, it's kind of a lot of pressure, but I feel like the kids that are coming to the Dwayne's World Tour are going to get, like, the most – just raw and real experience, and that's what I'm really proud of, and I'm happy about that.
And that's what I see an energy about you. I was thinking about it on the way over here because I've listened to your catalog, mm-hmm. and I was like, the thing I can tell that comes off you is authenticity.
Totally.
And I can also feel like longevity.
Thank
like,
you.
So, like, I was like, you've got
that's
that.
Our word.
That's the it thing you've got is
yes,
longevity.
That's
and
our
I can
word.
Sense that in
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
It.
Yeah, I really appreciate that because we have a really good live show, and now we're getting into acting. Like, I just booked my first commercial. Ooh. We're doing stuff like that now. And just being able to be around people that are inspiring me in more ways, in different mediums.
Yeah.
So I feel like now that the music is finally connecting, now we're on commercials, now we can get into a different medium as far as just really just talking to people. I think the brand can be way bigger than just what I'm doing on stage. So that longevity means a lot to
but
me.
That's home.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
home.
Like, center stage when she said, it's here.
Oh, 100%.
It's at 100. The bar.
Oh, 100%.
Remember, that is home.
Yes.
Do you feel your purest and your most live self? I was a professional ballet dancer, and, like, it's
hell
something about,
yes.
like, you go out on stage
God damn
and you
it.
Just come, become something different.
You become, yeah. So, yeah, it's my most purest, my most rawest state, because... it's my real self, but I can't be, like, I hump the stage, I'm yelling. I can't be yelling at people. Like, I have a very soft voice, so when I talk to people, I want to give them love and give them comfort. But when I'm on stage, I get to, like, rip it apart, because that's really how I feel, because I'm like, this music's so good. You don't even understand. So okay. being on stage gives me that. So it's definitely my raw,
you know,
most beautiful place.
Like, Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle get
on
that stage, kick them shoes off.
Oh,
100%.
100%. But look at her now. Like, she, like, doing music still, but
yes.
then she's selling stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, I want to be in that space. I really do. And I feel
it.
Like we have the ability to do
I
it.
I feel
so,
it. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's definitely happening.
Yeah.
Which, okay, sorry, I'm dancing around because I want to make sure.
No, you're fine.
Staying in that realm of authenticity, I know that Die Out Here is the newest single that is out, and it is like
it's
booming.
The first song that's like connected with people. That's why I mean also Die Out Here is one of the reasons I'm really happy right now.
Okay.
Because it's on radio every day, and I'm on an indie label. Like, we've put out good songs, and I've opened up for, we've never had a song just connect with people, and it feels...
That timing hits.
Yeah.
And
like,
it needs it. The world needs
yeah,
to hear it.
Yeah.
But you have, it's resonating with folks.
It's resonating, and it feels good, man, because, like, people see me, and there's, like, potential, I see it, I get it. But when Die Out Here came, people that I love and idolize hit me about that. And I was just like, we're on the right track, you know. And I always knew it. Like, you know, I'm crazy enough to believe that we're going to go crazy and be the biggest rock star in the world. But to have Die Here be the first song we drop and connect, it's
really cool.
I
love it. I love it. What really resonates in my spirit is Jungle.
Really?
Jungle slapped me straight to the ground on the concrete.
Hell yes.
And I was just like...
That's my partner's favorite, too.
It was like,
I love that.
It wanted to be right in my throat because I wasn't ready for, like... I was like, wow, you're really, like, telling your history. You're really telling your story.
Yes. Story is my most important thing.
And it is beautifully told. Thank you. Just the arrangement, I was just like, what is happening? Like,
that means a lot to me.
That Jungle, like... Is it hard to be that vulnerable for you?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Like I was talking to you before. Exactly, because I'm a Cancer. I will let you know. And that's the thing, too. I love that you say vulnerability because in rock and roll, people don't tell stories from that place. You know what I'm saying? So I think we have a kind of new insert to where we're telling these stories and like it's being so vulnerable and just being ourselves, man. It's really cool.
Thank you for incorporating all of that. And one thing I also wanted to say, because I checked out another interview that you did and you were talking about you being alternative and doing rock and roll.
Yes.
And in the back of my head, I was saying the whole time, I was like, but Black folks created this.
Yeah.
You know, and can we please talk about that? It's weird when, like, we're not allowed in spaces and genres that we created or we're looked at strange or, like, folks look at us strange and treat us different. I was like, y'all know we did this, right?
We were
like,
here time ago.
Way back.
Before
Little Richard.
Before Little Richard.
I forget her name.
Sorry.
But she used
Big Mama
to, like,
Thornton?
Yes. She was up there on stage and like shaking herself and cursing.
I know.
Nasty.
And talking about the cops.
Yeah.
She's like, I was at the bar, the cops came. And I was like, she was trying to fuck somebody. She was like, I was trying to have a good time. And this cop came messing up my style.
I was minding my home.
A big church lady. She like thick as hell, fucking ripping on a guitar.
Yes. Tell me her name again.
Big Mama Thornton.
Big Mama Thornton. Yes.
Talking about bangers. Elvis did one of her songs like Hound Dog. You ain't nothing but a hound.
Yes.
Like, that's Big Mama. Like, me and my shorty, we have, like, 50 nights sometimes at the crib where we just get super messed up and drink a lot and smoke cigarettes, and we just listen to, like, 50s and 60s music, just all Black artists that came before these big rock musicians. And it's, I hate to say it, but it's true. We did it. And we did it in a beautiful way, and I just want people to understand that it's still hard to, like, break through these days. Like, people are still calling me, like, a hip-hop artist, and I'm like, I am making rock music, and it's just like, it's funny to me. It's really, really, really,
you
really,
also,
really
but
funny.
But you also have a gift that, like, is very rare these days, which you can actually sing.
Thank you.
You can actually rap.
Thank you.
You can
shout out to my
rock dad.
Thanks.
You have the trifecta going on, if not more. I mean, growing up in D.C., I went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and I came from the era where you had to be good at acting, singing, dancing, improv, character dance, the whole nine.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, y'all don't understand. Like,
yes. You from D.C. too, that's fire. Yeah, y'all are mad talented there. It's mad talented
people
there.
I tell
people
all the time, they be like, you're so talented. I be like, child, it is a million of us down on the same block, I promise.
Cooking, mad good at everything. I love that. I love that shit.
I'm going to close it out with a few more questions. What do you do for self-care and wellness? Like, how do you care for your voice? How do you care for yourself? When I came up in here, Palo Santo was loud.
Yes,
and I was
living
for it.
Yes. I mean, honestly, it starts with that. Like, I do a lot of that. You know, me and my partner go on a lot of runs and just kind of go have, we do a lot of conversations. That's what I've been growing into the past, like, maybe 2 months, to where we go have conversations with her parents, older people, to give us more game on what we should look forward to in life. That's the self-care for me. And then just being, like, happy in the moment is a big self-care moment for me. Just being, like, I'm thankful.
Sorry, I'm just taking
for real,
kind of
for real.
Some of that.
And to be honest, I know this is a little funny, but I have this app called Finchy where it allows you to grow a person from birth to they get old, and you list your goals every day, and it you go on adventures, and I do my goals every day.
So
on
like
it.
A modern day, it's like a Gigapet or like Tamagotchi?
Yes, literally.
Oh.
And it's a little being, you can dress them up, you can do whatever you want with it, but to be able to allow myself to put my goals down and check them off at the end of the day gives me the craziest satisfaction. So having conversations with people, with loving myself in that app has been a really happy moment for me the past few months. Yeah, Finchy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, Finchy. Y'all need to endorse. What's T?
Yeah.
Y'all need to
No, for real. I talked about it in the past interview, too. Like, it's really helpful. You can just get on it and kind of list your goals out for the day. And when you check them out, even sometimes you fuck up and I'm like, I'm not going to smoke today. I'm not going to drink today. And I'll do it and I'll cross that goal out. But the next day I remember, you know, stuff like that, that helps me a lot.
I think the key thing in those moments is to recognize, like, it's okay. Don't stress yourself out about it. You fell off one day.
You
it's
did.
Okay. You guess what? You probably needed it that day.
Yeah.
I want to get into the habit of not shaming folks for, like, doing the things that they need to cope for the 100%. Moment. Like, whatever.
Oh, I'm a big coper. I'm a big coper, man. No, I'll talk to my, man, I hate to, like, man,
do it.
I'm a big coper. I really am. Like, I know how to deal with shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so emotional. So I have to sometimes.
Come on, like, Carl Thomas.
I'm like, for, man, you ain't lying. I need to put that in a song.
Please do it.
For real.
Yeah,
I'm so emotional. Like, I need to deal with this coping mechanism. For real.
What advice or gem would you tell your younger self? You're already young, but, you know, even further back. But just back in that time where, like, what you're experiencing now.
Yeah.
And all the things you've come out of the fire with and learned and gained and had to go through. What would you tell yourself to prepare? Or would you have any gems of advice?
I would. Because I try to keep him, like, right here on my shoulder, because we'd be looking at each other every day like, this shit tight. Like, damn, we really doing it. But I would just say, don't stop and just keep believing. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, him leaving home at 19 to go to L.A. and, like, chase a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it as a 26-year-old. I'm like, that's scary.
Yeah.
But at 19, I was like, this is what I got to do. So he was strong already.
Yeah.
And I would just tell him, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of insane. So, yeah. So I would just tell them to keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. You did good. Wow. Like, you believed in yourself.
That is magical.
That's all.
Well, oh my gosh. I wish I could sit here and talk to you for a lot longer.
We're going to have to do it after.
You got to get on stage. And yeah. Thank you for, like, utilizing your vocals before going on stage.
Of course. Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys, man.
This is
man.
Truly a joy.
Hell
truly
yes.
a joy.
Yes.
Thank you so much, you all, for tuning into The Numbers. This is Dwayne. Yes. Where can people check you out?
Please. I mean, IG, Twitter, yeah, Dwayne, Spotify, Die Here just came out here. We're dropping a new song called Good Mood tomorrow night. And we got more gems after that.
Please
so.
Send them my way. We're a radio station. We play the clean tracks, and I would
oh,
love
we got
to
clean
like,
tracks,
get
yeah,
all,
yeah.
We got you.
100%.
But seriously.
We would definitely send it to y'all. And
please.
Yeah, thank y'all, man. Dwayne here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hell yes.